You may know that the Vikings beat Columbus to America, but did you know Columbus wasn't the second, but the third European to reach North America? You may have heard the 13th Amendment ended slavery, but did you know it is still legal and practiced in the United States? You may have a favorite dinosaur, but did you know none of these are dinosaurs? Learn the truth behind these and much more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
What's the word? I'm gonna go with precious.
How is that precious?
Do you know any little kids?
Yes, I know little kids and 18.
You know when they say things that are really silly?
Yeah.
Precious. Their inexperience and their ignorance is what allows me to not be offended by the things they say that are just so, like, just, you know, obviously false, and no honest person or rigorous thinker could say that. But because they have the ignorance and innocence of a kid, it's just kind of precious.
Okay.
Same goes for you.
Well, think about this. The Bible talks about how people will introduce concepts that sound like extraordinary, that like aren't actually true. And that sounds like evolution to me.
What is more extraordinary, life evolving or a magical being creating the universe out of nothing?
If evolution's true.
Yeah, so the question was, what's more extraordinary, evolution happening or a magical guy in the sky creating the universe out of nothing? Unmute yourself whenever you're ready to answer.
The magical guy in the sky.
Okay, so apparently the Bible is false, because the Bible says if somebody produces an extraordinary tale, then what? Then the tale is false, or that the people telling the tale are lying? What does it say about that? What does it say about extraordinary stories like that?
It's like preaching like a false gospel. I would argue that.
Okay, so the Bible is false because it says it tells a story that's too incredible. Okay.
Well, like, the evolution, as far as I can tell, is trying to say there is no God. That's the entire concept of evolution.
To what extent have you tried to tell what evolution says?
Well, I've listened to you talk about it a lot.
Name any book about evolution.
Theory of the Evolution by Darwin.
Oh. I don't know if I should laugh or be angry. Anyways. Man. Okay. So what are your problems with evolution?
Okay, I'll just talk, and I won't try to beat you over head. I feel like, to me,
you can't do that.
Okay, sorry. All right. Well,
what are your problems with evolution?
It's that it just didn't seem like it makes a lot of sense to me. Like, how can the universe just suddenly start creating things? Like, how can things suddenly start coming together?
You're right. That's not possible. Therefore, the Bible is false, because that's what the Bible says happened.
The Bible says that? It says, yes. God did it.
Yeah, which is not possible. How could that happen? Look, to the extent that I've tried to understand it, that ain't make no sense to me. Therefore, it's false.
So, like, what's your problem with the Bible overall? Like, what's your issue with it?
Like, that's a good question. Do you think a woman should have to marry her rapist?
No, absolutely not. That's evil.
Okay, then why does the Bible say that should happen?
Does it really say that?
Yeah.
Where does it say that, sir?
In the Bible.
Well, maybe there's like a cultural context there or something like that. You know?
Oh, so you have no problem with women who are raped having to marry their rapist. Okay. They should live under the same roof as the person who raped them.
Does it say rape or grape?
Yep.
So it says that is a woman is, you know what, she has, the guy can marry her.
No, he's forced to marry the woman he raped. He has to pay the father a fine. Actually, I think the father can actually decline it, but it's an option on the table, which is better in the sense that I'd rather drink piss than eat shit, but they're both absolutely horrendous.
So couldn't there be something like, well, he's forced to just take care of her now, like to force to undo his wrongs?
Would you let your daughter do that? Go live under the roof of her rapist and be like, well, he's going to take care of you now, sweetie, because he defiled you and your property. So now to make sure that we can bequeath our property off to the next generation, you go live with that guy that raped you. He going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, sir.
Is that the kind of father you want to be?
Absolutely not, sir.
Would you be friends with anybody who is that kind of father?
No, sir.
Would you want to live in a world where anybody is that kind of father?
No, sir.
Then why does God want that kind of world to exist? Why do you not want to live in God's world?
Well, this is before Jesus. And see, Jesus came along and he kind of put things
so
right.
So to be clear, you have no problem with it then.
Well, I do have the problem with it. I think it's started there, but I don't live under the old law anymore.
When did Jesus say women don't have to live with their rapist anymore?
He didn't say that particularly, but he came.
What did he say about the law?
That not one jot or tittle of the law will. Oh wait.
Yeah.
But still, you can't really hold it against Jesus. It wasn't really. I mean. Yes, you can. Jesus is God. But, like, God...
Yeah.
Jesus can't... God can't...
Anyways, let's talk about evolution some more, because okay. This is just...
All right.
But
right. So how do the dinosaurs factor into evolution?
They existed at one point.
Then how are they birds? That doesn't make any sense.
No, birds are dinosaurs. So logistically.
Do we have any evidence of that?
Yeah, we have transitional forms of birds. We have huge numbers of feathered theropod dinosaurs as well.
So you don't think it's like a natural, like some dinosaurs maybe had feathers?
Evolution is very natural. In fact, it's all natural.
Well, when was the last time something evolved? Like, do we have like a species of animals we've seen evolved in our own time?
Yeah, they've taken yeast and made them become a multicellular organism.
Where's the sources for that?
I'm sure the internet has some. I can tell you what the name of the study is. Dude, are you like scared or something?
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because all I can hear is...
All right, I'll mute myself. I didn't realize I was making so much noise.
2012, that's a lot older than I thought the study was. Ratcliffe, Dennison, Barreo, and Travisano, 2012. Experimental evolution of multicellularity. So, there you go.
Okay, I guess it makes sense. The reason why I'm nervous is because the comment section is kind of tearing me apart in there.
Yeah.
That I guess it gets you to the point, like, do you truly believe this is real and have, like, actual evidence? And I guess there isn't a whole lot of evidence for Christianity, is there?
In a way, there's a lot of evidence. It's just that it's all just so bad.
Like, what do you mean a lot of evidence?
I mean, there's a historical tradition. There's this thing called the Bible. It's a pretty big book, although it's really only the back half of it, and it's not even half. I don't know about page-wise or word-wise, but I think the New Testament's a third of what the old of the total Bible or something like that. Yeah, actually, you know what? I want to know what the answer to that is.
It's significantly shorter than the Old Testament too.
Yeah, that's like what I was saying.
It's because, I don't know, like, it's also written differently.
25%. Okay. About 25%. Not even. All right. Word-wise. 22.9% approximately. Anyways. What questions about evolution do you have?
So how does evolution, like, factor into the Big Bang?
It doesn't.
It doesn't? No. In any way, shape, or form?
They're completely, if we knew nothing about evolution, we could know everything about the Big Bang and vice versa.
So we don't, so you don't think they correlate in any kind of way?
In reality, they do, but they do not necessitate or preclude each other in any way.
So could you have one without the other? Like, could the Big Bang
exist? Yeah, absolutely.
So you wouldn't argue that the Big Bang set evolution into motion?
I would argue that that is what happened to happen, but in no way does that mean that it had to have. Like, see what I just did here? See this? Look at this. Yes, look at that. Look at that. Look at this. Okay. Now, did that, is it possible that Diddy would be on trial if I hadn't done that? Let me say this the other way around. Is it possible that I could have done this if Diddy hadn't gone on trial?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. This is an example of things that happened to be... They're not even... I mean, those two things aren't even causally linked. It's not the best example in the world. But two things are not mutually exclusive. They don't preclude... one another or necessitate one another.
I know that, like, so you're saying that we're related to chimps 98%?
98.6.
How come there's a, like, a 2% difference?
Because we diverged from each other 7 million years ago.
Or there's some, like, some recent studies that came out that saying maybe it's like a little less than that, maybe?
There have been some. I've looked at those studies. We can even grant the methodology they use, and it doesn't matter because we still end up being very highly related to them, more related to them than anything else, which is still a confirmation of evolution.
So you don't think that, like, anything, like, could give some more credence to Christianity?
No, not at all. The only acceptable answer to, I mean, this has nothing to do, well... in a way, it has something to do with Christianity. But the only acceptable answer to, oh, all life on the planet is created completely differently, the only acceptable answer or evidence for that would be no life on the planet could be related in any way, except that's exactly what we find. At least we could be a little more fair and extend that, like, nothing outside its own genus should be related, or outside its own family should be related. But instead, all life on every level is related.